reveal these secrets necessarily, but yeah, it was a
something, okay.
A group of army men practicing for an invasion of some kind or another.
Uh-huh. And before that, we heard brand new, and I mean brand new, not even 24 hours old, Dino and Don together in Don's bedroom studio in San Jose doing Franny Spencer, okay, for your enjoyment.
Which had not been authorized for airplay.
Not even authorized, but...
like half of this material.
My agent and lawyer will be in touch with yours. And before that, another unreleased track, Roger Herringbone by Dino DeMuro. And what's that all about, Dino?
Well, that was my first violin piece, along with some scream of consciousness writing. So, yeah, basically it was trying out my brand new $150 Sears violin.
Screeching away, huh?
Yeah, four tracks of Echoplex violin.
And you're listening to KKUP in Cupertino. My name is Don Campo. In the KKUP studios with me today, Dino DeMuro from Los Angeles. Thanks, Dino, for coming up today.
Dino's been taking another look at San Jose, and he's happy with what he sees.
San Jose is growing up. Come and spend your mighty bucks.
San Jose is growing.
It's just becoming just like Los Angeles. Aren't you so glad that you came to the north to see mini L.A.?
And without the film industry. Yeah. And we'll take the next earthquake, too, I promise.
Yeah, well.
I got to do something with the water that I have stored in my my bedroom.
Remember the 30 gallons? My friend Donna has like 60 gallons of water ready to go.
Did she drink any of it during the quake?
No, but her kids opened all the caps of all of them.
Well, at least organisms can start growing in it now.
Oh, really? So, okay, we're going to hear next. You brought up some of the tapes that you've received from Option, you actually liked.
Right.
So you assembled a small tape of some of your favorites.
Instead of reviewing them, instead of mailing them off tomorrow, which I was supposed to be doing,
so
I thought I'd bring them up on the train.
And let's listen to a couple of them now. The first one is, what's the name of that band?
They're called Adversary Bubba. That is their actual name. The cut is called Tiger Muffin. They're a New York band.
Go ahead.
That's it. Okay.
And we'll hear two. Uxoria, is that the
Uxoria,
name of the
Uxoria, yeah. That's actually Steve Boone playing most instruments. I believe his wife helps him out. And that cut is called Death Takes a Holiday.
Okay, so a couple of Dino's favorites recently.
Loving is so. death took a holiday. Gravestone graffiti written on the stones. The dead still living, now they're walking bones. And this is what they say. Death took a holiday. Ruthie in her bed. Some say she should be dead. Undernourished, underfed. And she's still living yet. The man called the hooded one. Speak of him in quiet hushed tones. And someone heard him say, even I take a holiday. Death takes a holiday. Gravestone graffiti written on the stones. The dead still living, now they're walking bones. And this is what they say. Death takes a holiday. Michael caught his shoe. The train cut him in two. Himself together with glue and hear him sing.
Hooray!
Death took a holiday. What of the man called the hooded one? Speak of him in quiet hushed tones. And someone heard him say, even I take a holiday. Even death takes a holiday. Death takes a holiday. Death takes a holiday.
All right, that particular... Is that a one-man band?
One-man band plus his wife, yeah. How rare.
And the guy, the fellow's name is...
I believe it's Peter Boone. Steve Boone, excuse me.
And where's he from, Dino?
He is from Tickfa, Louisiana.
And
if Louisiana is spelled L-A dot.
He's, and his name of his thing is Ux Aurea?
Yeah.
You have any idea what that means? Did he send any literature on that?
No, I got the tape through Option. I heard of him from Gajube magazine, uh-huh. But when I got the tape, I didn't get any information with it.
And before that, a quartet or...
Is that a duo, actually.
A duo from New York.
Adversary Bubba. And
doing
Tiger Muffin.
We're Dino and Don in the afternoon.
In training.
On KKUP in Cupertino. Thanks for listening to us, by the way. 91.5, The People's Radio. Dino DeMuro with yours truly, Don Campo. Played a couple of Dino's favorites.
The reason they're my favorites and I don't know anything about them is I just got them for review a couple of weeks ago, so I'm just barely learning and hearing and getting my thoughts in order for the reviews. It's not like I've been playing these every day for the last 2 years.
Settle down, Dino, okay? We've got more of Dino's favorites coming up, too, and a couple of new things sent to me. As a matter of fact, let's go to one now. This is... And I apologize to this guy because I lost his tape for a couple of months here, but the cassette is called Real Songs. The fellow's name is Bill Satheris. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And I don't know where Bill's from because there's no address on the cassette, and I can't remember offhand. But let's hear Central Minds by Bill Satheris, and then we've got some other new stuff sent to me. So let's check it out.
Thank you.
in Disneyland on TV. I know how to make change, and I know someday I'll work the mine. Tommy may not know how to write or read, but he's big and strong. He helps me out when things are bad, and he sure knows how to make you shine. And we're watching all the kids on the TV who are having fun. They've got toys, they've got games, they've got words to play, and we have none. The sun, it comes up for everyone. We can play our own games in our imagination. Selling hard candies, selling wrapped in foil. I was too young for school, old enough to earn. The day the miners went on strike, when Dad had bitter words. I was too old for school, young enough to learn. Central Mines takes the light away, 7 a.m. every day. They say that so they can run a machine. Central Mines says they give us jobs. Central Mines says they give us homes. But all we've really got are our dreams. And we're watching all the kids on the TV who are having fun. They've got toys, they've got games, they've got words to play, and we have none. But the sun, it comes up for everyone. We can play our own games, our imagination.
imagination. home with bread. And when you're sick and tired of that scratch and the disco trash, when the girl on your right is giving you the eye, East End Tea Squeak, 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 East End Tea Squeak. When you bore with harp, when you bore with bar, and when you're sick and tired of the scratch and the disco trash, when the girl on your ride is giving you the eye, East End Disco.
Thank you.
That's the collaboration sounds of Dan Fioretti and Jonathan X from San Diego. Also, yours truly, once again, in there on a little bit of guitar. That's from Dan's Fioretti's tapes called Cadillacs and Cruise Missiles in the Year of Nicole. Put out, I think it's an 88 release from Dan Fioretti. Dan puts out remarkable tapes. These babies are really underground. Dan has hand-colored or magic marker covers, and he must have over 100 releases now. I believe he told me he had his 100th tape out now, Dino.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them all on a piece of paper sometime so you can compare and contrast.
His titles are quite wonderful, and he does a lot of male collaboration in addition to his own unique sounds. I have many of Dan's tapes, and they're all quite different and wonderful. Before Dan Fioretti, we heard Alvaro. Alvaro calls himself the Chilean with the singing nose. That's from his new 45 called The Squeak. Alvaro lives in Germany, and
it was actually a sound sheet, wasn't it?
No, this was a 45.
Oh,
I do have a sound sheet from another German band, but this was The Squeak by Alvaro. Alvaro, in his bio, talks about how he and Joe Strummer formed the 101ers, of course, that went on to form The Clash. But Alvaro got no money from The Clash, obviously, because he never made it that far. But he...